You're listening to Ask Me Another, NPR and WNYC's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, and this week we are reheating some of our favorite food-related games.
That's right. Just like leftovers, food-related games taste even better on the second day.
Once they've been sitting in the fridge and they get to all marinate together.
Delicious, delicious.
Spices.
In this next game, we took the man who's dined at some of the finest restaurants in the world, editor-in-chief of Bon Appetit magazine, Adam Rappaport.
Yes, and we pitted him against his natural opponent, a competitive eater. Have you ever done that?
Not on purpose, no.
Well, if you were going to eat anything, well, just a lot of anything.
Yeah.
What do you think you could pull off?
Cereal.
Welcome to Ask Me Another.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
So my first question is about the word foodie, because I thought it was fine. But it turns out on this show, I asked people about being a foodie, and they said it was insulting and outdated.
It's annoying.
What's going on? It's annoying.
It's annoying. Right. It's kind of, it's one of, and also people are always like, oh my God, my friend is like a total foodie. Or my friend is a huge foodie. It's never just foodie. It's always like a huge foodie. Oh my God, my cousin, such a foodie. Yeah, why can't you just eat food? Like, I like to eat food. Wow, no way. I eat food every day also.
What do you call someone with an adventurous palate?
Literally, when I started Bon Appetit a couple years ago, and I was like, all right, we're not using the word foodie ever again. And everyone's like, well, what are we going to use?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't, a food lover, food enthusiast. So the irony is that there's not a great alternative.
Okay, we're still working on one.
Yeah, you're a person. You eat food every day. You know, what's wrong with that?
Do you think it's an exciting time in food right now as a country?
It's insane how far we've come and how sort of high the standards have risen in terms of, the quality ingredients that you can buy. There was no such thing as arugula growing up.
No.
You know, like wild mushrooms didn't exist. You know, there's so many things we take for granted now, and like good coffee, all that stuff. And not only is it much more accessible, but because of the internet, no matter where you are, you know what's going on elsewhere in the country in terms of if you're a cook or a chef, you know what's going on at different, you know, food blogs, the restaurant menus. Like, you have no excuse not to be eating well these days, I think. And it's kind of fascinating, and I think it's awesome.
So how does it work with food trends? Now, you used to be the fashion editor at GQ.
Style editor. Yeah, we call it, in the men's business, we call it style.
All right.
We don't call it fashion.
I get it. No foodie, no fashion.
Big difference.
I get it. So does food trends, does that work in any similar way to fashion trends? Is this?
I think, you know, it always starts somewhere. And I think maybe sometimes with food, it's a little bit easier to trace who sort of like was the first person to put something on the menu, whether it's Brussels sprouts, for instance, that you see everywhere.
Pork belly, that exploded.
Yes, pork belly. You can generally trace it back to a particular chef most of the time. You know, the pork everything, for instance. I think a lot of it is just, I think it because people like it. I think there's certain things like pork belly and Brussels sprouts that they're good. There are other trends, like the whole foraging thing, and it's like, okay, it's interesting. Do I really want moss on my plate?
Right, how many people enjoy this?
It's like it's one thing for like the foodie elites and us food writers to write about something, but, you know, does it really catch on a much broader scale.
Now, are you more of a classic, you know, just give me like a rustic piece of bread and a great bowl of pasta, or do you like people injecting needles into their...
Honestly, it's like I always, you know, if I had to eat one cuisine, I always say it would be Italian, because if you eat Italian food, I never think of it as a cuisine. It's like, all right, let's take good ingredients, whether... it's tomatoes, whether it's mushrooms, whether it's pasta, whether it's bread, whether it's steak, whether it's fish, and cook it simply with some olive oil and salt. And that's good ingredients that are speaking for themselves. And I think I've always sort of leaned that way.
So you don't like the laboratory. If I had Bunsen burners and some Erlenmeyer flasks in my kitchen.
No, I mean, that annoys me, especially when I don't want like a waiter to lecture me. So I have to explain to me how to eat something. And it's just like, oh, dude, just like stop. I'm like, I'm trying to have fun here. Like, stop telling me what to do. Like, that drives me nuts.
Okay, so now based on that, when we were trying to think of a prize that you would provide the winner of the show, the grand prize winner.
$1 million.
$1 million, you said yes. But the prize we had before that, we were like, oh, maybe the winner could call you from a restaurant and tell you what they're eating, and then you would suggest a wine pairing. And you were like, yeah. Absolutely not.
Yes. I have a problem with pontificating about gravelly undertones and raspberry overtones. And I'm like, oh, God. Just order the bottle of wine you like. Thank you. Apparently, I struck a chord.
So you're in a new place. You've never been to some city, and you're going to go out for lunch, let's say. Would you just go out there and take a shot or make a mistake, or would you go on Yelp? Are you a Yelp lover?
No, definitely not Yelp.
No Yelping?
No. Like, I don't want to, like, I went to this place for my anniversary, and it was just, like, they service. I was like, dude, what are you, get a life. I mean, I don't understand people comment on Yelp. I don't understand people who trust Yelp. I'm happy to go on the record of, like, I do not like that site. Quote me on that one, please.
I can tell you have strong opinions, Adam.
Sometimes.
I like it, which makes me think that you're going to be a very good contestant, competitor.
I might not have good knowledge, though.
That's okay. Yes. I think you'll be surprised. Are you willing to take a little Ask Me Another challenge?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Fantastic. How about a hand for our VIP, Adam Rappaport?
VIP.
Let's welcome back our one-man house band, Jonathan Colton, and our puzzle guru, Mary Tobler. We're happy to welcome back from our game, We're Not Gonna Bake It, competitive eater, Badlands Booker.
What's good, everybody?
So, Adam, you regularly eat at the fanciest restaurants in the country, but what do you know about how the 99% eat? We're going to find out. Jonathan and I are going to read reviews from Yelp.com.
Oh, wow. There you go.
And they are of major restaurant chains across America. You have to guess which ones these are. And we've condensed the reviews significantly, but they are actual reviews. And we should say that the opinions in these reviews in no way reflect our feelings, or NPR's for that matter, about food or the restaurants mentioned. The breadsticks are good, of course. Their television commercial is misleading because with any entree you get either salad or soup. Not both, the salad is unlimited, not the soup. This is a travesty. That person knows the definition of travesty, clearly. Also, their unlimited soup and salad deal is a bit of a sham because you can get unlimited soup, but only of one specific flavor. This is also a crime against humanity. Adam.
I'm going to go with Olive Garden.
Yes. But just to let everyone know, we called the Olive Garden, and they said officially that you can switch soups in the unlimited deal, and that you can technically get unlimited soup with any entree, even though they don't advertise that.
This place is basically just a glorified Arby's, where the nice lady in the red and white shirt with flair brings you your food and refills your iced tea. But yeah, I am a fan of the stuffed potato skins. I'm not ashamed to admit I enjoy the occasional Sesame Jack chicken strip. To be honest, I celebrate the entire appetizer catalog. In the words of my man Kanye, I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Badlands.
I'm going to take a stab and say it's Wendy's.
No, it's not Wendy's. Adam.
I'm going to say Yeezy would say TGI Fridays.
That's right, TGI Fridays.
The red and white striped shirt,
yeah,
man.
That's
come
right,
on.
That's right. That's old school. That's Fridays.
Yeah,
Fridays.
The appetizer catalog.
Oh, yeah.
No.
This place was perfectly fine. I really wanted their Aussie cheese fries, which are so good you don't need to eat anything else. Sandra got some sort of lobster steak combo deal. And I got a California chicken salad. We had a kind of big dude southern waiter. I tried to joke around with him, but he wasn't really having it. It was St. Patrick's Day. Someone had to be wheeled out on a stretcher when we first came in. So maybe he was stressed out about that. Badlands.
That's Outback Steakhouse.
That is Outback.
I love the authority. It's Outback. There was no doubt on that answer.
All right, this is your last question. Our server, Michaela, was dressed in a sailor's costume, and her timing was perfect. But the food here is absolutely awful. My date and I just let our food sit on the table and enjoyed an exciting football game. When I got home, my mother couldn't believe I took a date there. It's the saddest sentence in the world. Neither can I. However, there's something so appealing about drinks, bar food, scantily clad waitresses, and a great game on TV. God bless this restaurant! Badlands.
It's gotta be Hooters.
It sure does.
Yeah! Oh, man! He's too quick. Too quick.
Mary, what happened in that game?
It was so close, it was actually a tie.
Ooh! Oh.
Are you gentlemen ready for a tiebreaker?
Yes, yes we are.
Ooh.
Here we go. This place is good, but I hate the cilantro rice. You can ask for plain white rice instead. I had the fajita burrito. It was the size of my head. Adam?
Oh, boy.
I know it's one of two, and the question is, Chili's?
No, I'm sorry. Oh! Badlands for the win.
Badlands, do you know what it is?
What's that doggone legs? Doggone it.
He's finding his way. He's finding his way. He's got a method.
Adam, you...
Can I butt it? I don't know. Can I try another?
I don't see why not.
Badlands, maybe you want to make a guess first?
It's not Chi-Chi's, is it?
No, it's not Chi-Chi's.
Cilantro rice?
Oh, wait.
It's not
Chipotle.
Yes! Oh! I got it with Chipotle.
Cilantro rice there. It's good.
I think we can say in all fairness that you're both winners. But that was a blast. Thank you so much, Badlands, for being a fantastic competitor.
Badlands.
And having a huge round of applause for our VIP, Adam Rappaport.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake. All of those tourists covered with oil, strumming my sixth string on my front porch swing. Smell those shrimp, they're beginning to boil. Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know it's nobody's fault.
Jonathan Coulton. Continuing in this puzzle feast, this next game is one of our favorite types of word games, the mashup. Puzzle guru Art Chung leads this round with contestants Justin Ober and John Woods. John, quick question for you. What is your guilty pleasure music to listen to?
Oh, I listen to the top 100 of every year on the Billboard charts. So I go through the 1 to 100, I rank them, and I just go from there, really.
Go from there, like, into life? That's incredible.
I move on to the next year.
Yes.
I started from 1980.
No, I understand.
Okay.
Justin, what is your guilty pleasure?
Folk, I guess.
Folk, you guess?
Sure,
like that. Art, what's our next game?
Ophira, our next game is called Soft Rock Cafe. We're going to give you clues about familiar musicians inserted into the names of popular restaurant chains. You have to come up with the combined phrase. For example, if we said, this R&B trio that spun off from New Edition might think that girl is Poison, but their Chalupa Supreme is the bomb, you would say, Taco Bell Biv DeVoe. Appreciative groan from the audience.
I know, when the example gets an applause break.
Yeah. If you've been a bad, bad girl, a criminal even, no matter, everyone's welcome at this neighborhood bar and grill. Justin.
Fiona Appleby's?
Fiona Appleby's.
The most beautiful riblets are there, the most beautiful.
It's 3 a.m. and you must be lonely. And you're also probably hungry for two tacos, a junior bacon cheeseburger, and curly fries from a certain West Coast favorite. But hey, don't let the clown push you around. John.
Match Jack in the Box 20s, 20.
Yes, Jack in the Matchbox 20. Do you remember what year they made it on the top 100?
They had one number one in 99, Bent.
That was scary.
You've been roaming around, always looking down, and you know that you could use somebody, or at least a Whopper. John.
Burger Kings of Leon.
Burger Kings of Leon, correct. Before this indie giant started rocking the suburbs on his own, you'd be sure to find him and his miscounted trio hanging at this minimalist burger chain that started in the Washington, D.C. area. John?
Something Five Guys.
No, wait. Ben Folds Five Guys?
Ben Folds Five Guys is correct, yes.
Although I'm a big fan of the Something Five myself. They sang that song, I Want Something Something Back, right?
You've been holding back the years and the butter. And though this House of Crustaceans may be more popular than the 80s British band named here, if you don't know it by now, you will never, never, never know. John.
Simply Red Lobster.
Simply Red Lobster, yes. So you've been driving around town with a girl I love, and I'm like, pluck you. At least that's what a certain R&B star might say if the Colonel took his gal. Justin.
KFC Low.
That's correct. Justin, not quite enough. John's our winner.
Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Ring,
hello,
ring.
Hello.
Oh, hi, I'm wondering if I can be a contestant on your show.
Oh, would you like to play from the comfort of your own home?
Yes, can I do that over the telephone?
Absolutely, just hang up and send us an email to askmeanother@npr.org. Coming up, Jonathan Colton will serenade us with some tasty tunes. Plus, we'll go back to a final round that is all about the cornerstone of every model's diet, water. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is NPR's Ask Me Another.